Buddy Miller and Jim Lauderdale are two singer-songwriters who've each written hits for numerous country and rock artists and have had their own extensive solo careers as performers and producers. The new album, Buddy and Jim, is their first collaboration. It's a mixture of original songs and covers of songs from earlier decades of country, rock, folk, and soul music. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
I've been up so high, I've been down so low, but you followed me every way I go. I've been out so far, you're still here so far. You could be anywhere, but here we are, always there. Yes, we are. That's not even why I love you.
That's a Buddy Miller, Jim Lauderdale original, a plaintive weeper called That's Not Even Why I Love You. Although they've worked with big names as various as Robert Plant and George Strait, Miller and Lauderdale have never become big stars in their own right, and a song like that may suggest why. They enjoy a good pity party, a well-crafted downer that takes its time before it gets to the hook. In this sense, they're throwbacks to an earlier era of country music, when another new song they've written, Looking for a Heartache Like You, would have been a honky-tonk hit in the 50s and 60s.
Here I go again, got myself in trouble, baby, I need help. Must be the one to show me signs so subtle. I think you ought to spend more time inside my bubble, looking for a heartache like you. I'm looking for a heartache like you. Here's to everyone.
Both Lauderdale and Miller have rough, urgent voices. Their harmonies are nice and vinegary, not surgingly interconnected the way true old country brother acts such as the Louvin Brothers and the Wilburn Brothers were. If they don't share the genes, though, they connect through shared emotion in a song such as Lonely One in This Town, which has been recorded by acts ranging from the Mississippi Sheiks to the Lovin' Spoonful's John Sebastian. Lauderdale host a highly entertaining show on satellite radio, spinning records and interviewing some of their favorite artists. They're so good, they once almost made me overcome my long-standing resistance to Tony Joe White, purely on the basis of the latter's Poke Salad Annie. Buddy and Jim are persuaders, for sure. They can almost make you believe that their version of Joe Tex's I Wanna Do Everything For You is better than the original.
I want to hold you.
I This album is all over the map, from the country blues of The Train That Carried My Gal From Town, reminiscent of Frank Hutchison's recording in the 1920s, to a 50s rockabilly blaster called The Wobble. But it's in the broken-hearted ballads that the duo does its best work, here offering an impressively forthright admission of pain in interpreting a song from Buddy Miller's musical wife, Julie, on It Hurts Me.
When I look in your eyes and they're telling me lies, it hurts me. When your passions grow old and your kisses grow cold, it hurts me. I don't ever
Ultimately, Buddy and Jim see their job as describing variations on heartache and desolation. But the trick is to render these emotions with sufficient energy, a kind of lust for melancholy, that keeps you coming back for more.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed the album Buddy and Jim. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org. And you can follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air and on Tumblr at nprfreshair.tumblr.com.
It's not always fun and games. You ride the wave and people change. I guess you did, and I did too. I lost my job.